95.7 The Rocket, Lafayette's classic rock. Hi there, it's Rob Creighton, and we have a special guest in the studio. We have Michelle Warren from the Almost Home Humane Society in the studio with us. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you have a big event coming up tonight.
Yes, we do. Our biggest event of the year kicks off tonight, and everybody's really excited.
It's called Barking for Bids, and what's it all about? Tell people if they're not familiar with it.
It is our annual auction. It's a benefit auction. We have silent and live auction segments and an after party afterwards, and it is tonight. Doors open at 6:30 at Judy's Catering, and people are still able to sign up and come. They can even come to the door. We're not picky. We'll let you in if you want to come in and help us raise money for the animals at the Humane Society.
And we had talked about this a little bit when you were here visiting me in the afternoon show. It's kind of, it's sort of just a general rule of thumb would be dress casual. You don't have to get a tux or anything, but you want to kind of look nice. But if you're coming from, say, working at the hospital or whatever, and you're working scrubs or whatever, that's cool too.
That is cool. Yeah. We, like I said, we're not too picky. We just, you know, value our supporters tremendously. And anybody who wants to come out on behalf of the animals, we welcome them to come in. Ticket prices are $30 a person or $50 a couple. So bring a friend and you get that little $5 discount. And like I said, just come on out.
And what are some of the things that the Almost Home Humane Society is using that money for that people might not think of? I'm sure everyone thinks, oh yeah, well, they have to buy kibble, and yeah, they have to pay the vets that come in and the medicine for some of the dogs. But there's probably a few things that we're not aware of that you have to spend your money on that's important as well.
Right. Cleaning supplies are very huge for us, and they actually are quite costly. We have to get specific disinfectants and cleaners to make sure the kennels are as clean as possible and we keep our animals, you know, as healthy as possible. So the cleaning takes up quite a bit. Maintenance on our equipment, like our power washers and things like that, that we also use for cleaning. All of the money raised at the auction helps us contribute to those funds, as well as the medicine that you mentioned earlier, and the food, mm-hmm. and all of that extra good stuff.
And if you can't make it out to the actual Barking for Bids benefit, there's an after party tomorrow night. Where's that taking place?
The after party kicks off around 10 o'clock at the Knickerbocker, which is downtown Lafayette. And the band No Apparent Reason is donating their time and talent for us, and they're going to play from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So we can continue the celebration into the morning hours.
And is there a cover charge for that?
There is. It's a free will donation at the door, which then benefits the Humane Society as well. So you can give a dollar, you can give 50, you can give 100, whatever's convenient for the people coming in to support us.
And if someone, of course, wants to adopt a pet, how can they get in touch with you guys?
They can come to the Humane Society, which is 1705 South 2nd Street. We also have an adoption center inside Tippecanoe Mall, inside Entrance E. Our phone number is 474-5222, and our website is almosthomehumane.org, and any of those ways works for us.
Very cool. Michelle, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
We've got more of the Bob and Tom Show on the way next.